What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Chiefs Focus Live. You got Thiz running the show. We got Caleb. We got myself, JP. Quentin is off today. Apparently had a date with himself. So I don't know what he's doing, but hopefully it doesn't involve anything too disgusting. With that being said, how you doing, Caleb?
Man, it's good to see you. It's been a crazy week. It's good to see you, man. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm okay, man. I'm just pushing through. It has been a crazy week, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff going on. I know you got a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. But hey, this is our hour. Put it aside. Talk like friends. Let's do it, man.
Got a lot of crazy stuff going on in the NFL right now.
And, we do.
Let's talk about what we have a couple of new guys. Mm-hmm. So maybe we should talk about that.
Yeah, so we see a couple of those new guys we have. So kind of more specifically, we got Hardman and then also Minshew. I mean, We saw they had great expectations week one.
Yeah, I mean, you got...
They did a lot of great things. I mean, let's go and start off with Minshew. What were your thoughts on him?
Man, he looked like he hasn't missed an ounce of football. Mm. I mean... He played out of his shoes. This is what we needed. And I got to be honest with you, it was crazy to think about it, but, you know, Chris Jones didn't even have basically a stat in that game.
He didn't.
Not one stat. And that may – I don't know what that means or doesn't mean. It may just be the fact that, you know, I think Minshew played 55% of the snaps or 56% of the snaps in that game, which is – he said push the envelope. He actually told the Chiefs to push the envelope, and they pushed it as far as they were willing to push it, you know, given the fact that he hasn't played, you know, in 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. But, God darn, man. I mean, he played so well. What's up, man?
Will, it's good to see you, my friend.
Will, we got Will in the house. And you're right, Chris Jones does open it up for everybody else. I mean, I agree with you. He does open it up for everybody else. Minshew just had a great game. What do you think?
I agree with you. Minshew came around, was able to play very, very well, and was doing many different things that people were not expecting. I mean, pairing him with Chris Jones, they're going to do a lot. They're going to beat a lot of people. So I think as overall, as a whole, they're going to dominate. This is a top 10 defense. You can also maybe argue a top 5 defense. And if they can continue on the path and the directory that they are on right now, man, I'm telling you this, they are going to be able to save some games when that offense cannot figure it out. They'll be able to save some games. So,
yeah, I agree. I don't, you know, I look at, I said this about Hardman and everybody complained. And I had a lot of Twitter interaction about it saying he wasn't the answer. I feel like he played a part in some of the answer because he did know the system and it took some pressure off of the younger guys. And it actually helped the younger guys, you know, get into their rhythm a little bit. And I feel like that's what they did, especially, you know, towards second half of that game, they just all seemed to be in sync. And then of course the third quarter, when I think it was the third quarter, when he had that 50-yard punt return, that was huge.
It was,
he just knows the system well. And if, I don't know if you've noticed, but he's not on social media like he was last year.
Yes, that's a good thing. He's not on social media as much.
Yeah.
He learned.
He did. I think it was a humbling experience for him to go to the Jets and
get not one be welcome. Catch.
Seven, yeah, get one catch for six yards. I mean,
basically.
So I don't know. I feel like he knows now, okay, look, I've got a short time in this league. I better make the best of it. And I got to be honest with you, that may have helped the Chiefs in another aspect as well. It's very difficult to keep a wide receiver under contract for an extended period of time, especially with the Chiefs, because they don't want to pay a ton of money.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't want to pay ignorant money. Well, this may be that comfortability that McColl needs to say, okay, you know what? I'm happy with, you know, $6, $8 million a year. Sign me to a 3 or 4 year deal. Let me ride it out. You know, may just That's be something that we can do with him.
Mm-hmm. So, I agree with you, and I think also what it shows is that if we can keep guys like him around for a cheaper amount of money, it's just going to benefit everyone. So I agree with you there, man. You are 100% right about that.
His speed he still has every bit of his speed. And it looks like, to me, he was running his routes better. He looked
so
like
he put some time into it. Good.
Yeah, yeah. I went back and I watched the game again, and I slowed it down. I sped it up. I particularly, when him and Tony were out on the field, that was what I was waiting for,
mm-hmm.
was to see those two guys out on the field at the same time.
And what did you say they were going to do?
Yeah, and they did it. And it was
did you say they were going to do, though?
I thought they would open it up, and they opened it up. When you put those two guys out on the field together, you got to think, Rice is an outside receiver. He doesn't belong in the slot. And Tony is more of an outside receiver. McColl can play either one, but he was on the inside. And you had McColl playing the slot. You had Tony playing the slot in one series. Mm-hmm. And then you had Rashee Rice on the outside. And then you had MVS on the outside. And then you got Kelce and Gray in the middle. That's a dangerous, dangerous combination of players. You can't cover everybody. Knowing they can all catch a football.
You cannot cover everyone. That's the big thing, too. If you cannot cover everyone, then you're going to be stuck. You're going to be lost. So, hey, that's one thing shown us. Overall, it's going to be difficult for teams. I do believe it would be nice for them to get another person, but at this point, it's just not going to happen. It's just not.
No. I was just looking
at it. It's interesting.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, it's interesting. The trade deadline has not been as hot as of years prior. It's kind of dormant, if you will. Yeah. There have been rumblings of Derrick Henry and DeAndre Hopkins, but that's it. There hasn't really no big moves that have been made. So maybe we'll see some later, but I don't know. Maybe it's kind of a routine where teams are going to kind of stay tight this year and stay what they're doing.
Well, Henry's definitely on the trade block, but he should have been. They tried to trade him prior to the season starting, and that didn't work out. They thought they had him traded, then it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Davante Adams is not happy with the Raiders right now because he wanted to trade, and they refused it.
Mm.
And I talked to a guy with the guy, and they flat out said no. So he's not happy. He always wanted to play for the Raiders, but he didn't want to play for the Raiders like this.
Yeah. That's understandable.
He's not happy with the coach. He's not happy with anybody, for that matter. And he can't stand Jimmy Garoppolo. So it's just one of those things. He's figured it'll all happen closer to the deadline. Deadlines make deals. It does. It absolutely does. I just don't see the Chiefs making any moves, especially for – I don't think it's going to happen for a wide receiver. I don't see it happening.
They go with another defensive player. You got, I think, Jonathan Allen – for the Washington football team or the Commanders, whatever they're called. If you want to make that move, they're great. But I just don't see them doing anything. I just don't.
No. If they're going to pick anybody up, I think they would go back and just grab Dunlap and put him – he's not playing for anyone. So why not?
What's up with the Frank Clark, though, situation? Why did he not – is it because of playing time?
No.
Does he want more money? Because
– No, he didn't – I think it was kind of a little bit of a rouge on his part. He went through the physical – two different people, one of them, said the exact same thing that I was told, is that he didn't do well for the eye test through the physical for the Chiefs.
Ooh, okay.
But apparently he did okay for Seattle. So I don't know if this was Seattle. It's Seattle. And then also, I think they probably offered him a little bit more money on a one-year deal.
Okay.
So, look, Frank's trust he just wants to make as much as he can because he knows his time is limited in this league. This will probably be his last one-year deal that he gets with anybody. So he might as well just
retire.
So he's probably just going to retire and be done with it. I think that was what it really boiled down to at the end of the day. But it is what it is. It's fine. I thought Chris Jones would have a little bit more input on it. Maybe not just for the Chiefs side, but for Frank's side of it. But
no, that's a good point.
It just didn't work out for Frank. So, hey, man, I'm happy for the guy no matter what he does. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see him get a sack record. Don't think he's going to get his playoff sack record. I don't think he's going to get it with Seattle. But
the Chiefs are the chance, but Seattle, I don't know.
Yeah, it kind of is what it is. But I think, if anything, they're going to bring back Carlos. If they want to bring somebody back, they'll bring back him just for veteran presence. He was great. Mm-hmm.
They brought back Connell, so that was
they brought back Mike, and he's a beast. Man, in certain situations, he's an animal. Mm-hmm. And Search, man, he is just an animal. So I think they just need that. They want that veteran presence, and I understand it. FAU needs a little bit of help. He's not, I don't think he's getting as much help as he would have if Frank or Carlos would be on the team, because they were the two that helped Karlofkis the most. Mm-hmm. So kind of is what it is. But our defense is playing lights out. How about, I mean, and in fact, he said Dunlap would be good to bring up at any time. Absolutely. If we run into a pinch, I agree. The guy has always got juice. His motor's always going. And, you know, he's just, last year he batted down at balls in 16 of 17 games. That's pretty insane. So I'm looking at the way that the defense is playing right now. We have right now, I think we're ranked number one in our secondary.
Mm-hmm.
When it depends on who you look at, but the NFL has us ranked number one. Okay. ESPN, I think, has us second or third. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But ESPN has us like eighth in total defense. So when everybody else has us fifth and sixth. So it is kind of is what it is. Going up into this whole AFC thing right now, it looks like right now we're just the guys to beat.
So, yeah, AFC, I mean, yeah, we are literally the guys to beat.
AFC expansion. Mm-hmm. Right now, the Bills are playing the Bucks. Apparently, I mean, I was kind of on the PSF app, kind of scrolling through, and as soon as I turned on the Bills guys, it was just screaming and throwing out the F-bomb. So apparently Josh Allen did something stupid.
Well, apparently he's in the medical tent now, apparently, for some reason. So,
well, they might just be saying, you know what, it's just, you know, you can't go with a game without throwing an interception. We got to figure something out.
What did he do silly this time?
It must have been a fourth down, because I didn't get a chance to see it, but I thought it was an interception the way they were acting. But then when I finally got it turned on, Baker Mayfield was in the end zone with the ball. So apparently they probably went for it on fourth down and didn't get it.
Hmm.
Down close to the goal line is what I feel like they did. But I could be wrong. I don't know yet. Looking at the AFC as a whole right now, I don't feel like – I'm not worried about Miami like everybody else is. And this is why, and I want your opinion on this.
Okay.
Miami's lost two games.
Okay.
The other five games that they have played have been all 0-1 win teams, period. The two games that they played that were anybody above 500, they lost, and one of them they lost by 28 points.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I'm as concerned, and they haven't. They've yet to see a defense like ours, so I'm not as concerned with them as everybody else may be. Are you concerned with them that much, or is it just another game for you?
Yes and no. They have not been a quality team. They have beat up on literally the little kids on the block, but I do believe, due to certain games, they're going to try to get their thing on us, literally. So that's kind of what I'm honestly a little bit scared about. So that's, I don't know. It's one of those things where I'm kind of like, it's possible, because the Dolphins are no one to play around. The Bills are no one to play around with. When they play us, it's going to be their Super Bowl, literally. But I also seen them lose games where it's like, guys, you're playing down your competition. So I'm going to say I think there is a little bit of an issue there, a little bit of problem. But what I will say is this. The Chiefs can beat them, but there are going to be some problems. It's not going to be an easy 45-0 win like someone was hoped for. There are going to be some issues that take place. What do you think?
I don't think it's going to be a blowout by any means. But I'm not as concerned with them beating us as some people may be. I guess I should put it that way.
Okay.
I think they're ranked 17th in the league, which is right around the middle. They don't scare me. Okay. And I guess it's because they haven't played anyone with our defense. Look, man, we've got right now, if you really think about it, our defensive line is stacked. Without Nick Bolton for a couple of months, we have still the best linebacking core in football. And then our secondary is unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's going to be very difficult for any team to be able to score like they scored on Denver or anybody else for that matter. We have still yet to allow 21 points.
Defense has been shut out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're crazy good.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that any team is going to be able to put up a ton of points on us. And even if our offense isn't clicking as well as it should be, which I think it will, I think they're starting to get into their groove now.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't see a team out there that's going to be able to just walk in and score 31 points on us. I don't see it happening.
I can see a team getting that if our defense just does what they did last week in the first quarter. Well, the first little bit of that game, I mean, it was like blow for blow for blow, but then our defense settled in. So I think it's possible, but I do believe our defense is in a way better spot. I feel like it's in a better position than a lot of other teams in the league. So
yeah. And we did play a divisional team last year that does know us for the most part. They haven't played our secondary. What I did like last week, there was a couple of things that I had some critiques about. One of them was the fact that it didn't seem like Spags was doing very much as far as the blitz was concerned. He didn't put a lot of pressure on Herbert, which I was a little surprised at the beginning, I should say. I didn't see any outside blitzes for I think there was one where you had like an all-out, like a corner blitz or a safety blitz. There was only maybe one.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that as much, but again, Herbert's the kind of guy that he can get out of the way if he needs to. So you got to be careful. You got to pick and choose when you do those kinds of things.
That's a good point. That's a good point. And I also will say this: when you're going to a team like the Chargers, they can get you on some days. But the defense, last year's defense, the year before's defense, I would say, the Chargers were always a team that honestly kind of scared me whenever we would play them. But now that our defense has risen to a high level, I'm not really as scared, to be honest with you. I think the Chiefs are an extremely better part.
They
can handle the offense. So at times I'm like, okay, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. It's just one of those things where it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like it's a little scary at times. But, yeah, it is what it is.
It's hard to predict the future. But they're trending in the right direction as far as the offense is concerned. And I think everybody's starting to settle in. Right now, Patrick Mahomes is the least sacked quarterback in the NFL.
That's really least good, sacked compared to what it's been in the past.
Correct. I think he only has, I think, a total of four and through week seven, four sacks.
Mm-hmm.
He only had one through week three, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So the pressures are really low. He says the offense has to get it together.
Seven sacks.
He's had seven sacks. That's like nothing.
One per game, if that. It's better than what most teams have. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's basically nothing.
Absolutely. You know, Thiz says the offense has to get it together. The defense is paying the offense back for years of being held by the – you're right, held up by the offense. I agree with you. They are, you know, the defense is – Justin Reed has really helped the secondary a whole lot. I think Joe Cullen has built a phenomenal defensive line. And to be honest, I actually ended up watching Jordan Schultz had Charles Omenihu on an IG Live.
Okay, awesome.
Instagram Live. And listening to him talk and how he loves, you know, he liked the fact, the way we operate. He loves the fans in Kansas City.
That's good. He said, that's good.
He was kind of funny because Charles asked him, or Jordan asked him, you know, how was the transition from, you know, going from San Francisco, then, you know, and then end up in Kansas City. And he said, well, you know, kind of the same, not a whole lot to do, but that's okay. Cause we, you know, we're here to do one thing. And that's something that is hard to hear from an NFL player because most of them want to go out, party, do different things. I get that, but he's all about business right now.
Yeah, and that is true.
That's phenomenal. True. You know,
that's important. Thing. If you want a team to win, you got to take care of business. He's been able to do that.
Absolutely.
That is very huge.
So I think it's just, you know, we've just got all three phases playing very well right now. Bucker's been on a tear all year long.
I think he's only missed like one or two field goals.
Has he missed any?
I can look it up. I'm pretty sure it's only one or two this year.
Yeah, I can't remember. I don't remember when he missed, but maybe I'm wrong. He may have missed one, but I don't remember one that he missed yet. And he drilled that one from 60 yards like it was nothing. It would have went 70 because it was right down the middle, and he carried another 10 yards easy into the net. So,
oh, apparently this season there's no.
Yeah, I didn't think
there was one. Okay.
No.
Because every time you're watching it, and you look at the kicker stats, like, oh, they missed a couple this year. He hasn't missed one. Okay.
No.
Well, hopefully that does not happen this season. I mean, this is coming up. You already know how it is. You speak in there like, oh, no, it's a problem. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that he's right now, I think he's ranked number one in the NFL as far as kickers are concerned. He actually he surpassed what's-his-face. That was a one above him. What's his name?
Yeah, Justin Tucker.
Justin Tucker. He's always been right above Butker until now.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, man, we're rolling right now. It's just a great thing to see. Mm-hmm. Looking at the rest of the AFC – the Raiders, there's been talk. I don't know if any of this, I've heard some rumblings too, but mainly about the Broncos, not so much about the Raiders, mm-hmm. about tanking the season and just going into the draft and trying
to. They might.
Yeah.
Well, what picks do they have? I mean, they've traded up pretty much everything over. So.
Yeah, well, they got some back on that Russell Wilson deal. They did get some back when they traded off Bradley Chubb and a few other guys. So they do have some.
They got a little bit.
Yeah. So if they tank and they, they get up into the higher draft picks, it's kind of – but the one thing that was kind of surprising to me – I guess it isn't surprising to me, but they're talking about moving on from Russell Wilson at the end of the season if he doesn't step it up. And right now, that might not be a bad thing for them, except I guess, first of all, who are you going to get to take that contract? And second of all, what are you going to do if you can't get somebody to take
that
contract?
They may just have to
eat that
money.
How are you
going to
eat that kind of money? That's a lot of money to eat.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I mean, you're talking.
It is.
That's $100-some-odd million left on that contract. It wasn't a little contract. He's already had 2 years of it on a $250 million deal. So,
yeah, that's going to be tough for them. That's a big one.
That's a huge pill to swallow right there. So I don't know, man. I don't know how it's going to work out. I do know that Jimmy Garoppolo apparently says he's going to play. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
What gets me about him? And this cracks me up, Caleb. So he goes out with a back injury last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then he was in concussion protocol. So you got a back injury and a concussion the exact same time?
The same thing kind of happened to Tua. They thought he had like a back issue, then his head. So, I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
Because apparently McDaniels said something in the quotas, quote unquote, we got lucky with this one. So I don't know what happened. But, again, the Raiders are going to Raider. You already know, man.
I wish I would have put that bet down. There was a bet out here for how long Garoppolo would last, and I should have put $100 on it because I picked week five, that he would have an injury. It wasn't
– You did?
Yeah. And on this show, I said he won't last 5 games. And, man, when I looked at the odds for it, it was like a 1,500-1. That he wouldn't last 5 games without an injury. And I'm like, damn it. I could have put $100 down and made out like a bandit, but I didn't do it. I just let it go. I'm not a gambler, so it kind of is what it is. But yeah, he's made out of tinfoil, bro. He's just not.
There's a reason why they moved on to him, Shanahan, and then moved on from him.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy to think. And, I'm kind of wondering if he would have stayed in New England at the time, because Belichick at one time wanted to trade Brady off right after the 18 season, and that ended up being a debacle between him and Kraft because Kraft wanted to keep him, and we all know why. But for Garoppolo to start. And I'm just wondering how things would have been different if he would have stayed there. He knew the system. He knew Belichick. The offensive line knew him. I just wonder how things – if they would have went a different direction as far as players that they signed or maybe players that they would have kept. I just don't know. But his career after that has been one lucky year with the Super Bowl, and after that it was just
injuries and problems. Yeah.
Yeah. He's not the smartest guy. I don't know if anybody's
he's
not very intelligent.
I will say this. If you can work in Belichick's system or in Shanahan's system, you're going to do well. But if you're not in those systems, you're not going to do great. Now, Tom Brady, I have to say, I think he's kind of the outlier to an extent. His teams have been loaded.
Yeah.
Loaded.
Loaded.
Like a loaded baked potato. Seriously.
Yeah, that 50 caliber just, loaded. That thing, yeah.
Everything. I mean, besides that last year, he has had all this help. And you could say maybe the rest have been on his side in situations. Great. It is what it is. But I'll tell you this. He has as much as I don't like him, he has shown up, has balled, and played, and done really well. So, at the end of the day, there's really nothing you can do.
I agree.
There's really nothing you can do. So
I agree. I feel like, and now there, you know, there's some talk about Belichick leaving also at the end of the season with the Patriots. I heard that is absolutely going to happen.
Where is he going to go, the Cowboys?
Well, there's been three teams mentioned.
Who?
to me, was mentioned was Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Was number one. The Chargers was number two. And I want to say, let me think of who it was. Cleveland. Weirdly enough, Cleveland.
Okay. And well, he can go back there. He had some success when he was there beforehand.
Yeah, he had a little. I feel like, and why I say Cleveland is because he does like Deshaun Watson.
Hmm. Well,
but he also likes Herbert. So I don't know.
Does he want to deal with Mahomes, or does he want to go to the NFC? I think he'd rather go to the NFC and build some contender there. I mean, there's some teams that could use the help where he could do some things.
Absolutely. So. I don't think he would want to come to the AFC West. I just don't see why he would want to. You're going up against Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes. That's the first and only one that I would be concerned with.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got to think about even as bad as Sean Payton is looking right now, it's still, you know, if he gets a quarterback that actually is intelligent and is ready to play the game, he's been very successful with a good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Brees was an extremely high football IQ guy that you didn't have to coach. He knew what he was doing, where you don't have that with anybody else for that matter.
Yeah,
you got to coach those guys, you know, and Russell Wilson looks like he's just done. To me, he looks like he tries really hard to some degree, but then it looks like he's just kind of like, you know what?
I'm going to do my own thing. I can't fault Russ 100% of the time, but I can also say this. It is time.
Yeah.
It's time.
It is. He's 34 years old, and he – what's up, man? What's this saying? No, we don't need any promotions. Thanks. I feel like he's, even at 34, he's not the player he was 3 years ago, 5 years ago at all. He's just nowhere near the same player. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else to say. He's just not the same guy. I feel like his will to play the game is gone.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got other things in his mind that he wants to do, but I don't think it's football.
I think he's ready to transition out of football. I mean, he had a great career, but it's just also shown he is not the best at building relationships. And that's one thing Mahomes has always been good at. So,
yeah. Well, when you got guys, not just one in Marshawn Lynch, but multiple people, even. And when I heard that, I asked around, and everybody had said the same thing. He doesn't talk to his players, he didn't even have his phone number, man.
That's on him.
You know what I mean? I don't know why he is so arrogant. I don't know what makes him feel like he's better than everyone else, but that's sad. I mean, you know, Marshawn Lynch was his saving grace all those years, and then he didn't even have his phone number. Mm-hmm. He had to call a guy to get through his team to get his phone number.
Mm-hmm. And then when he got the phone call, it was not great. So
yeah. So, I don't know. But regardless, it is what it is. I don't know where the Bills are right now. I don't know what this game is doing. But I would love to see the Bills lose this game. To be honest with you, I do want to see them lose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if, you know, if I would say that Baker Mayfield's having a better year than he's had in a long time, but I don't know if he's going to be able to beat the Bills. The Bills have struggled. They lost some players on defense. They've, you know, they're not the team that they were. They haven't been the team that they were for a while. Mm-hmm. And Josh Allen, if anybody doesn't know it, has yet to go two games consecutively without throwing an interception.
Mm-hmm.
How can you consider yourself one of the top quarterbacks in the league and you can't, and you've been in the league for 5 years and you've had 89 interceptions now?
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Here we go again.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Yeah, that's rough. I mean, no matter how you look at it, that's rough. I don't know, man. Right now, I think if you look at the quarterbacks in the AFC right now, I think the second best quarterback in the league is really Lamar Jackson. He's playing
right now. Right now.
And I'm happy for him. Finally, he's getting somewhere with something. You know, he's got a little bit of oomph to him. Maybe he's tired of it being trash talk. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. But he's playing pretty well. So who's your AFC quarterback right now, other than Mahomes, of course? But who do you see playing to a playoff, I guess, playoff, maybe contender level?
The only right answer is honestly, like you said, Jackson, Lamar. That's the only one. Everyone else is – I would say Watson, if he's played a couple more games, has played better. But it's been literally him.
Yeah.
Chiefs, Ravens is probably going to be a playoff matchup the way things are looking.
If it continues on this path, yeah.
The Bills, the Steelers, the Browns, If you look at the AFC South, double If you look at, let's say, the AFC East, that's pretty much it. The Ravens are only team, so yeah.
The only other quarterback is maybe if he does what he did last year, which it seems like he's going to, and he's starting to do that already, is Trevor Lawrence. He's the only quarterback that I would say, okay, this kid he has an opportunity to turn it up. And I do feel like Ridley has kind of hampered him more than anything else because he's tried really hard with him. And Ridley has made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
Missing the ball, not running the routes correctly. I understand after a year being off, you know, he started off looking pretty decent. Mm-hmm. Then he kind of fell off. And I don't know. I think that's kind of – it's hampered his game a little bit, in my opinion. Because when you're trying to force something to a guy that, you know, everybody compared to Megatron, and then all of a sudden he's not Megatron. You know, he's the cartoon version of him. It's hard to – you know, it's hard to not – see the mistakes. So I don't know. But yeah, it just doesn't look, I mean, Pickett is not, he's not very good right now. He's had, you know, some flashes here and there, but nothing that anybody can write home to mom about. Tannehill's done. This is his last year. Well, with the Titans anyway. I don't know. There's nobody else out there that's really playing at a really high level in the AFC, in my opinion.
So, I agree with you. Let's go and transition to the game, the Chiefs versus Broncos, and get our thoughts on that. So,
yeah, definitely.
Let's go in because, we've talked about that. So, what do you think? Chiefs Broncos part two. Are the Chiefs going to extend the streak, or are the Broncos somehow going to magically stop it? They're coming off a win where they just won 19-17. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that we now are better than we were when we played in the first time. And I don't think it's going to be what it was the first time. There's not going to be nearly as many miscues on offense. And that's what hampered it. It wasn't defense. It was offense. Our defense actually got better with a Minshew in the mix. And I feel like our offense has gotten better given the fact that McColl's back. Our special teams are better now because McColl's back. I have a weird feeling. Hey, I got last week's game right. So I just have a weird feeling that this might be one of those games that we really put the hurt on them.
Okay. I think when we look at this game, I think the Chiefs have a good chance to win. The Broncos, again, they're at their home. They're coming off a win. They're going to come with us with everything they got. So I do believe it's going to be a difficult game, but I think the Chiefs can pull it off. I don't think we're going to see like a 19-8, and we'll get into score predictions later, but I think this could possibly be a little bit either more significant of a win or closer of a win. But I do believe this. With the addition of a Minshew and Harmon, like you said, that has helped our offense even more. Even more.
Yeah. I had a feeling you would. And the only reason I said that, I mean, I got pitched at. But look, man, I would much rather, if you're going into week 7, week 8, and you're going to go and say, okay, well, I want DeAndre Hopkins. That's, you know, 30 years old, 31 years old, been playing the same style of football with the same style of quarterbacks, really, mm-hmm. for his entire career. And then you expect him to step in and make a huge difference, a huge impact right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
It just wouldn't happen. McColl knew this system. He knows how to play with
Mahomes. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's why they brought him back.
And they love him in the locker room. That's another thing. Everybody loves him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was just one of those things that he's just one of those guys that people like. So I think it was a smart move on their part, and they paid pennies for him. So why not do it?
Yeah.
I
agree. Go ahead.
I think Russell Wilson's going to get a couple more interceptions.
Okay. Do you think he gets benched this game then?
If he is playing the way he did even last week, because he really did nothing to help win that football game last week.
Mm-hmm.
Most of that, I think it was almost, I think they had one touchdown, they missed an extra point, and then they had field goals after that.
Mm-hmm.
He did nothing to help win that game. He was just the guy on the field that orchestrated the ball to a degree.
Yeah.
But they also didn't play a great football team. So it wasn't like they were playing the best of the best. Kind of is what it is. I mean, look who they played. So I feel like if he plays the way he did last week, by halftime, he might be benched. Mm-hmm. If we're kicking their ass 24 to nothing, 28 to nothing by halftime, 28 to 3, he's getting benched. There's no doubt in my mind.
It's a good point.
Peyton just doesn't play like that.
He doesn't.
He's kind of an ass, so I just don't think he'll keep him in the game. I just can't see it happening. And if he gets benched, that might be a baby fit situation for Russell Wilson, to where all of a sudden he has a hamstring issue or he pulled something and then he just doesn't want to play anymore.
Yeah.
Because he can't handle embarrassment, you know. So,
again, I don't think he's a bad person, but the way the Chiefs have dealt with them for the since I've been around for a while. I mean, you've been around for a while too. They've been beating up on teams, literally. Yeah. They've been beating up on them. So
It's not. This is just. I think it's going to be a totally different football game than we saw the first time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now here's a question. While we're talking about that, okay, Mahomes threw for 424, 4 touchdowns, mm-hmm. and ran for 31 yards last week. Against a defense that's actually better in most aspects than the Broncos are.
Mm-hmm.
Statistically, they're real close to the same, dead last in pretty much everything. But
mm-hmm.
I think the Broncos are a little worse in the secondary. I could be wrong, but I feel like they are. I have to look the stats up again. Do you think the offense can put up the same amount of yardage against the Broncos that they did against the Chargers?
Will they? Probably not. They're going to have vanilla part 2.
You think so?
This time they're going to add some sprinkles to this. Yeah.
You think it's just practice week number 2 for them? Is really what
it's going to be close to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
As much as we don't like it, that's probably what's going to happen, or to an extent. I mean, the Broncos can come back, yes, but I think also one thing to look at is this. Who is being on their inactive list? Because they have multiple players that have been rumored to possibly be on the trade block. So, again, you have a couple guys on there that's not playing. I know the Chiefs believe they can beat them just doing it a certain way. So how will they do it? That's the one thing as well. I just don't see it being this crazy, over outlandish area of things. So.
Yeah, and Andy doesn't put up 50 points on a team he knows he can smoke. He just doesn't do it. You know, he'll put up 40, but he's done it to the Raiders a few times. But I don't know. I can't see them scoring more than 10 points. I just can't see the Broncos scoring more than 10 points against us. And that's just trash time points, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just have to see how that plays out. But there was one other question I had for you that I was going to bring up. Oh, you did mention something that's actually true. Sean Payton has entertained the idea of doing just a fire – well, a mini fire sale and just starting –
You kind of have to. You have to burn it to the ground and start it over. I mean, you just have to. As much as it sucks, you can't – what else can they do? What else?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, I don't know. Now, real quick question before we get into anything else. There, if you look at the stats right now and the games that have been played – and our record, we're four games up on everybody in the AFC West.
Mm-hmm.
Four games up, and it's going into week eight. And we're already four games up. If we go in, so just say we beat the Broncos. I don't know. Is this the Chargers bye week?
I can look it up for you. Go ahead.
I can't remember if it's the Chargers bye week or not. So let's just say that the trajectory continues the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Chargers lose out the next two, three games.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Broncos lose out the next couple, three games. We can potentially lock up the AFC by week 11, lock up the AFC West, week 10, week 11.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, I mean, if you're seven games up on everybody by week 10, week 11, I mean, there's no way of catching up, especially if you swept everybody except the Raiders, which we haven't played yet. And the Raiders are, you know, I think they're tied for third in the division right now with the Broncos. So I don't know, man. I mean, you got two two-win teams and one-win team, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that how it's playing out right now?
Mm-hmm.
No bye week.
Chargers, I think, had their bye week a week or so ago. So, yeah, they're still
in
it. I think a couple weeks ago. So, I think they're in it from what I'm looking like right now. Yeah, they're in it for a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about when's the Broncos bye week?
The Broncos bye week. So, I actually was just looking at that. So, if you look at the Broncos schedule, they have a couple games coming up. But they're going to have it to where, if we look at this. Next, this is their game going into their bye week. So after this game goes, they'll have their bye week.
So theirs is week 9, ours is week 10, right?
Basically, yep.
Yeah. So, yeah. I got to be honest, man. I mean, if we locked up the division and we still got six games left in the season, mm-hmm. holy shit. I mean, that's kind of unheard of to lock up a division that quickly. I mean, the only other team that would have been able to do it would have been the Patriots – a couple of years just because Miami, the Jets, and Buffalo couldn't win two games,
mm-hmm.
you know, two, three games most. I think Miami was close to going 0-16 one year. They ended up winning one. I thought they were going to end up tying that Detroit Lions record, but they didn't.
There's a saying, we got to beat the Raiders at least once, and he's right. So
Yeah, you're right. So when do we play the Raiders? Is that week 14?
So we're going to be playing the Raiders 1-2. So after we play the Eagles, we have a bye week, and then we play – no, actually we play the Dolphins. We have a bye week, we play the Eagles, and we play then the Raiders.
Yeah, so that's
week – So November 26, so a month from today.
Yeah. We lock that up, beat the Raiders, and lock that up. It's over. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just – it's going to be insane. I would be amazed if we did that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be so happy, but it's looking like it can go that direction, especially if these teams are really considering tanking. And right now, Staley's done, dude. He's done. No, he loses. Look, dude. I'm telling you, if he loses another game and they end up, you know, being in that dead last spot in the AFC or tied for last, mm-hmm. he's going to be gone, dude. They're going to launch him and put the special teams coach in as an interim head coach and just say, fuck the rest of the season.
They might have to, the way things are looking. You're not wrong.
He's terrible. He's a terrible head coach. And it's weird to me. He's got such a weird resume. Ex-quarterback, defensive-minded coach. It's just weird, but whatever. I mean, it just looks like to me that I have a feeling he's done prior to the season, and they're not afraid to fire somebody in the middle of the season. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
you know, Mark Davis won't do it just because he's too wrapped up in the WNBA right now. He could care less about
it. He finally won something.
You know, he's got two back-to-back with, you know. And here's the crazy part about it, and I got to give him 1 ounce of credit, and I don't know who runs the WNBA team for him because he definitely doesn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only two teams in the WNBA that actually make a profit.
It's probably the West Coast teams and the Lakers.
It is. Yep. So they're the only two in the black. There's two. Mm-hmm. And then everybody else is in the red. They're just mm-hmm. losing money left and right. Yeah. So, you know, if you got to win and your football team sucks so badly, why not go to the team that is winning? I guess is the only mm-hmm. I can say. He was out there doing a stupid dance, looked like Elaine off Seinfeld. I mean, it was terrible.
Yeah.
I thought his wig was going to fall off a couple times. It was just weird to me. But if they tank, they tank. It is what it is. Let them do what they got to do. I could care less. If they want to keep Staley, keep him. You know, he used the scapegoat mm-hmm. of the offense coordinator last year, and mm-hmm. he can't do that this year.
Cannot.
He just can't. Can't do mm-hmm. it 2 years in a row. And I feel sorry for Herbert. I said this on a prior show. I feel bad for Herbert. Because the guy has been through 3 offensive coordinators in 4 years of football. How are you going to be any good like that? How are you going to have any consistency? You're
not the request of a trade or something. Something's going to happen within the next year or so.
Man, so, he's struggling. So, yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and get into our final thoughts and wrap this one up of the game.
Yeah. Game predictions.
But you go first.
Okay, I'm going to.
We already know he's going to shoot to the planet Jupiter.
No, I'm not, because I know Andy.
You know Andy. All right.
I'm going to say 33 to 10.
33 to 10?
Yeah.
Okay. What are your thoughts on some of the stats there? What do you think Mahomes is going to throw?
Mahomes is probably going to have 3, and I think he's going to have 1. There's going to be a rushing touchdown.
Okay.
But I do feel like he's going to definitely go over 350 yards because he's in that groove. And I think that once he gets in that groove, it's
going to – Okay.
Hey, by the way, he has now 10 400-plus yard games under his belt.
Yep.
Fastest to ever do it. Fastest. So that's pretty insane to think about. But, yeah, that's my score prediction, 33-10, and I'm going to give them – I am going to give them a touchdown. I don't know why I am, but I am. I should say 33-9 and 3 field goals, but I'm going to say 33-10 and leave it at
33-10? Okay. Yeah. I'm going to have to say, and this is going to be a weird score, I'm going to say 23-14. I think the Broncos get a late touchdown. The Chiefs are going to get a couple touchdowns, but they're also going to kick up some field goals as well. We're going to try some things out. I could see this being another glorified practice, but I would not be surprised if it's closer. Mom would say 22-14. That's going to be my score. They're going to do just enough to cover. Just enough. All right.
So we're just Fizz has got 30-6.
Okay.
Hoping the defense takes it as a personal challenge to not allow them a touchdown. I agree with you. I hope that's what happens. I just have a feeling that some way, somehow, with the way – and I got to tell you, I think my basis behind that touchdown is the way we have been penalized this year.
Okay.
What do you mean? They're going after us, dude. I mean, we get penalized for everything.
They do.
We're the second highest penalized team next to the fucking Texans. No, I'm sorry. Not the Texans.
Didn't think of it like that.
It's not the Texans. It's the Panthers. We're the second highest penalized team next to the Panthers. I mean, we shouldn't be. And a lot of those penalties were just, especially at the beginning of the season, were bullshit. But they're still happening. It's like we get one really bad penalty a game.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a horrid call that shouldn't happen. In fact, Albert Breer, which I was really surprised, it was the same referee crew that got Juwan Taylor like 4 times in that one game.
Mm-hmm.
He actually said, this is – what I think of the NFL referee crew right now. He said, this shows you everything. And it was this Monday night game. when that Monday night game went on, there were some calls in that game, and I agreed with them. There were some terrible calls in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Probably some of the worst I've seen. But it's just, it's got to end at some point. You know, you get on somebody's bad side, or they like to make you just struggle for everything. It's just, it's not right, man. It's got to end at some point. Andy got a stop on the Juwan Taylor thing when he did what he did, and that was the smartest thing he could have ever done.
Mm-hmm.
By not only lining up two guys exactly laser with their back foot, Juwan got called, but then completely taking Juwan off the field, putting another player in his place, line up the exact same way, and never got called.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you, and then you know, you bring that evidence, and you bring the other 17 guys that week that did the exact same thing and never got called for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it's time to, you know, things got to change.
Yeah, I agree.
So I hate to be that guy that says fucking refs, but man, this is getting bad. You know,
it's pretty terrible.
We said last year was really bad, but it's been really bad since 2018. The calls have been horrid.
Mm-hmm.
Horrid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we thought this year they'd clean it up a little bit when they got rid of some of those older refs that were just, you know, some of them, you know, what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not changed any. It's just, and part of that is the NFL's fault, man. Pay these guys. You had full-time refs at one time that were making $700,000 a year. And then you cut them all down to part-time guys that are making nothing. And some of them haven't even, you got guys out there that have never reffed an NFL team or an NFL game. Yeah. How do you expect these guys to come out there and be, and look, man, everybody's a fan of some team. It is what it is. You wouldn't be a ref if you weren't a fan of it. Right? I mean, I don't think I would be. I don't think I'd be involved in something if I wasn't a fan of it.
Mm-hmm.
And take all that criticism and have to have armed guards walk me to my car. I wouldn't want that if, you know.
I agree.
So the bias is there. They just have to put a stop to it somehow.
Well, hopefully it doesn't come in this game. So you got Chiefs are winning. You said 33-10.
33-10. Thiz has got 36.
And then I got 22-14. So, hey, I guess we'll have to see what happens when we come back to our show on Sunday after the game.
Yep. It's going to be a good one. Make sure everybody joins up on the PSF app. We're going to do a live game cast. Caleb, if you ain't doing nothing, jump on. We can talk about the game the entire time. It's a lot of fun, man. We just sit there and talk about the game, watch the game. Yeah, talk about the game the entire time. It's fun. With that being said, we appreciate everybody for joining. Make sure you download the app, and we will see you on Sunday. Peace out, everybody.